Hello, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw, your pastor for the day from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York. And last time I brought you messages about the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, whereby we're saved, and the message on holiness. Remember that God is the way to holiness, not holiness the way to God. He states clearly that he is the epitome and the embodiment and the definition of holiness and holy. Leviticus chapters 19 and 20 and 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16. Because it is written, "Be a holy for I am a holy," God says. Holy is a moral perfection, and it's hard to be that perfect, and you know, as we are in this flesh, and there's the lusts of sin. But the closer you get to God, the more you'll want to, and the desire will be to be holy. In John chapter 6, verse 37, Jesus says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." In James 4, 8, the commandment for the Christian is to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. And our text today, though, is going to be shifted into John chapter 4 with the discourse of the woman at the well and Jesus Christ. And the topic of discussion will be on worship. In verse 19 of John chapter 4, the woman saith unto him, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he." And so a lot is said in this passage. Of course, at the beginning, there's a lot more that's even said as he draws this woman in conversation. He says, "Give me drink," and she says, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with." And he leads up to this point of discussion on worship. And a lot of people have different definitions of worship, and a lot of Christians even, and my message probably be even mainly to Christians today, and how to worship and what is worship. Worship is giving the glory and the honor unto God. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, "O Lord, thou art worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." You know, our purpose on planet Earth is to give God pleasure, to bring him pleasure as we worship him. One thing I tell people is that we have a mind and we have a brain and we have a development of speech and emotions and reasoning. And people fail to realize why we have some of these things and why do we have emotions and why do we have such advanced speech patterns. Is it that we evolve to be more complex creatures? Is it so that we can fulfill some sort of purpose? And the answer that I would say is, so that we can give God worship. See, God wants worship, but God won't force us to worship him. "He that cometh to me must believe that he is, and that is, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him," the Bible says. He wants you to come out of a free will, and he wants you to do it, as he says in verse 24, in spirit and in truth. To worship with the right spirit, the Holy Spirit, and with the truth, which is the Bible, the Word of God. Thank you. I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw, your pastor for today from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York.